You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I had to scurry out of the office yesterday because my son had his band performance. Now, luckily we got through that one unscathed. It was my younger son's first band performance. And, you know, I didn't realize that I could have unfortunately jaded him all these years because, you know, I always made fun of one of my friends who used to play the tuba. And I didn't realize as, you know, when he was younger, you know, he'd hear me give my friend crap all the time. He was tuba boy. And, you know, sometimes when we go to some of the Rebel games, the Rebel band is awesome. And I love them. I don't make fun of them. But the tuba players always make me giggle because they have a big, huge instrument. And, you know, it's called tuba. You know, that's funny in and of itself. And they sit there and jig to the music. And no twerking. Our band is pretty clean cut for the UNLV Rebels, but you know, so I really watch them. And then one of the tuba players always kind of dances a little bit more, and I love them. You know, when my son joined band, I was like, uh-oh, man, what if he picks tuba? How do I not giggle? But apparently they stuck him on bells. All right, so that's not too bad. You know, when you get percussion, it's nice because, you know, you get to stand and everybody gets to see you, so pictures work out well. And I think you could cover it up a lot. It's always difficult because older brother, okay, usually has an attitude. So Stone is the older one. Brock is the younger one. So whenever we have to go to anything that Brock does, you know, you got Stone, and I'm always afraid he's going to cop a tune. But luckily, you know, he sat there in the front row, and he even applauded his younger brother. But, you know, where I get nervous is I remember my siblings, you know, they would give me, you know, death stares and act like they were trying to laser me with their eyes. This is when lasers were kind of just coming out in the 80s, and everything was all flash gore. And flesh. So I was, you know, they would just kind of give me the heebie-jeebies and the evil eye. And, you know, I couldn't really watch my older son at the younger one at the same time. Because remember, as a mom, you need to not only be there for the videotaping because your son's going to want to watch it at his wedding, but you need to make sure that older brother isn't trying to mess his groove up. And then, of course, grandma came, and that messes my groove up. Whenever my mom comes, now my groove is messed up. But I think we got through it. Nobody giggled. Once my son, older son, starts to giggle, I giggle. You know, it's okay. You know, getting through a band recital shouldn't be as anxiety provoking as most of us parents think. You know, somebody goes off key, somebody drops their flute, papers fly, and you're trying so hard not to laugh. And it went well, and my baby did good, and I didn't embarrass him. And my mom behaved herself. We didn't have to put her at a home. And my older boy didn't need to be smacked upside the head. So it worked out good. Now, of course, daddy was the biggest problem. My husband is ready to go. You know, you have the 5th grade, the 6th grade, the 7th grade, and the 8th grade. Okay, well, my husband hasn't been feeling well, so he's a little under the weather. So, you know, he had been there for an hour because you had to take your kid to practice early. So we sat there, and, you know, he already used up all his lives on Candy Crush, so what else is he going to play? So as soon as my 5th grade said, he's ready to bolt. But we're in the front row, and everybody's going to see you bolt. You are not supposed to bolt when all the other kids have to be there because, you know, if the parents of the 8th graders had to sit, you need to sit for them. So then we spent the rest of the time trying to determine how we sneak out one at a time to go to a restaurant called BJ's. There's a restaurant called BJ's. Stop the giggles. It's a good restaurant. Has nothing to do with what you think it stands for. And we wanted to get a table early. So we spent the rest of the time planning. But I got to tell you, man, the band rocked it. They really, really did. So we got through it. I don't think there's another band performance until next year. Whew. So we could wipe the sweat off our brows. All right, we got a lot to talk about today. Oh my gosh. You know, it's funny. Nobody ever really, you know, you see the parents, you see the moms and the dads, you know, they show up to these things and everybody has a smile facing on them. And, you know, somebody just needs to stop and go, look, are we guys all okay? Okay, do we have this down? All right. Okay. Just nobody makes you laugh. We're going to get through this. Okay. It's for our kids. We can do this. All right. I know school conferences are usually very anxiety provoking. Now, we got a lot to talk about. Super Bowl tickets are dropping. Last I heard, you could get a Super Bowl seat for the cheap price of $1,500. Can you believe that? See, I'd rather watch the football on TV. You could see it better. You see people doing their dance and you see the touchdown. I could not imagine spending $1,500 on the seats where I'd have to sit there and watch the screen. You know, if I can't be center court or center field or in a great spot, so $1,500 for those of you that have that burning in your pocket. We're also going to talk about, this was a big debacle. Apparently there was a study that came out. Yet the title of the study was wrong. The title of the study, and the article is still on my Facebook, that men are more likely to cheat if they have larger testicles. Now, that is not what the study said. What the study actually said is the woman is going to be more likely to cheat on the man that has larger testicles. Why is the testicle size that important? Well, for the same reason I choose my Super Bowl picks. Okay, it has a lot to do with everything. You know, for those of you that kind of understand the whole, you know, Asian art of acupuncture, right? And the whole energy sources are huge in the genitalia. Okay. Mine needs a recharge, right? Or I'm starting to, you know, with menopause kind of peter out. It's just kind of flickering down there. But for a lot of people, it's their mitochondria. It's their energy source. So of course, the Dr. Dahlia Show cannot be complete without us talking about some testicles. Then, this is a very, very interesting study. Okay, and I don't know how they figured this out, but they say drivers with attention deficit may be at higher risk for serious crashes. I'd really like to see them prove that one. 1-877-DIAL. Somebody like, huh? What did she say? Huh? Maybe you better listen to that one. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DIAL.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Amanda Bolsel here for Midas Resources. Today, February 6, 2014, gold opened at $1,262.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,308.92, $654.46 for a half ounce, or $327.23 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,308.92, $654.46, and $327.23.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for a free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We are live on iHeart. So anytime you have any difficulty listening to the show, or if you miss the show, you can go to iHeart.com and find Dr. Dahlia's show. And that's me, smiling all pretty. That's me. Hi. And you can go ahead and hit the button, and you can listen to me. All right? Yeah, my voice is not as pretty. So you can see, I really need a lot of work. Anyway, you can do that anytime you want. Follow us on Twitter. Dr. Dahlia, yeah, you'll really break down the computer trying to find us right now. Follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we also have an iPhone app, we have an Android app, and we are just really, really busy bees. You know, speaking of being busy, you know, sometimes we're too busy for television, and a lot of us don't seem to watch television like we used to. If you notice, there's all these shows out there now, and I think because of the internet, you know, many of us don't seem to be as affixed to the television as our source of entertainment. We're starting to see that the internet is more and more our source of entertainment, which is why radio had to conform and add internet streaming and so many sorts of connections with the internet, because more people are spending time on their internet than they're doing in their car and from their television, etc. But I want to talk about television for a quick second. I was watching a show and the Game of Thrones teaser came on. I don't know if you guys have seen the Game of Thrones preview for this next season Wow, I love Game of Thrones. If you haven't checked it out, do it. I think it's an HBO, one of the HBO shows, you know, like True Blood and Boardwalk Empire. Absolutely phenomenal. My only problem is every time they introduce a new character, I kind of get lost. Like I guess they have this new witch. This witch has been around for a season or two, and I still don't understand her, right? And she's with the guy that was on the Pink Panther movie, so I don't really understand that whole bit. But it's going to be good. I'm upset Boardwalk Empire isn't going to be renewed another season after this next season. It's the last. It makes no sense to me. But what I want to talk about, and don't all laugh and turn off the radio, is I got to talk about American Idol for a second here, okay? I know. Hey, cut me some slack. If not, I'll talk about Justin Bieber. All right, yeah, Justin Bieber, I guess got arrested again or something because he hit a limo driver. All right, I won't go there if you listen to my American Idol thing. Okay, so just everybody behave themselves for a few minutes. So, on American Idol, for those of you that have never watched it, people think they could sing like me, right? Okay, we think we could sing. Right? And then we sing in public and, don't get to go on American Idol. They don't give you the yellow ticket and then you look all shocked and then these people cuss into the camera. We really haven't seen a lot of that. But about a couple episodes ago, Keith Urban was talking, and I like Keith Urban. He's a good guy. He has overcome a lot and he's good looking and he's a good singer. And he had said that, you know, most of these kids, you know, they're being told their whole life, oh, you're good, you're awesome, you're good, and nobody grounds them. And when somebody finally gives them some critique, okay, rather than that being bad, that's exactly what you need to elevate you. Right? And, you know, I notice I do the same thing with my kids. You know, I came from a family that was very negative. And maybe that's why I am who I am today, because it kept pushing me to prove to them that I'm better than they thought I was. And so I always wanted to prove to them that I could be a doctor, because I was told by my family, there's no way I could be a doctor. I'm too stupid. I'll get sick at the sight of blood. I'm like, what the hell are you guys talking about? You know, and I was always told I was too stupid. You know, by both my parents, you're too stupid. And, you know, maybe they were right. Okay. But that's just kind of the way I was raised. You know, I cry too much. I act too much like a girl. I'm too weak. I'm too frail, I'm too, you know, and it really, really kind of toughened me up. And so my kids, I wanted to do the exact opposite. So with my kids, it's all butt kissing. You know, so here's my son, you know, bringing me a C+, and, you know, we're all like, oh, yay, good job, you rock. And I don't know if I'm really doing him a service. You know, one of my kids is, you know, gets A's, and the other one, you know, he's been getting more A's and stuff, but, you know, he struggles a little bit more. But I'm just all about positive reinforcement. And maybe you do need to, you know, we don't have to go back to the way some of us were raised, you know, because in that time, things were very, I mean, people just spoke the way they spoke. They didn't use psychology. They didn't worry about mental abuse. They just said what was on their mind. And if anybody in my family thought I was stupid, they would just say, you're stupid. Now we stop, we take a deep breath, we pop a Xanax, we take an antidepressant, and then we have a conversation with our family member. But I gotta tell you, I mean, the first time somebody told me that my show sucked, it made my show a better show. Can't you tell? Look how much better my show is now. So just a quick piece of advice. Okay, being a parent of the year, sometimes you need to sit down and you need to give the constructive criticism. And sometimes the parents have to be the one, but that's the key. It has to be constructive criticism, okay? You know, so one of my kids, I had snuck a peek into his backpack, saw one of his pieces of homework, and I think he got a 31 out of 50. So 31 out of 50 is what? Maybe a D, maybe what? 3 out of 5 is what, 80%? Oh, is 31? No. 31 out of 5, 10. Okay, so if you miss 5, that's a 90%. If you miss 10, it's not a good grade. And I was tired, I was busy, and, you know, at first I didn't say anything, and then finally I turned around and go, this kind of sucks. I mean, look at all the red marks all over this. I mean, are you even trying? Yeah, Mom, I did the best I could do. And I told him, no, it's not. It's not the best you could do. This is flipping ridiculous. You have me. Okay, you know, and I'm linguistically eloquent. You have, you know, your father, so, you know, do better. And I felt good. I felt like I parented yesterday. Okay, Mom. Why do kids sound like that? Is it just me? Okay. I love them. But, man, but you know what? I had to cut him some slack. Why? Because he sat through his brother's recital. All right. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is an interesting email. Oh, it's actually a medical email. Oh, good, good. Has nothing to do with Obamacare. We could take a break from Obamacare. Well, I don't want to take a break. I still want to complain about it. But hold on. Here we go. Marcus writes, he's from Lincoln, Nebraska. I'm 43 years old and always have to urinate. Just hearing someone say bathroom makes me need to run and go to the bathroom. I don't think it's anything else, just psychological. How do you overcome this? I'm uninsured, so I can't afford one of your million-dollar testings you like to recommend. Wait, that's not nice. I don't recommend million-dollar testings. Come on. That's not nice. Okay, so every time you hear the word bathroom or urinate, you need to pee. Absolutely. Psychologically, that's huge. I had a little bit of that, too. I actually trained myself to not – there's ways to train yourself. So, like, for example, whenever you scrub into a surgery, it's pretty expensive, the sterile getup you're in. So you have to pee before you go. And when I was in medical school, I was kind of scared to ask to scrub out to pee. You just don't do that. You know, I had morning sickness, and there was this big commando surgery I had to scrub in on, and you just, I mean, it lasted hours. It was actually an 8-hour surgery, and I think they let us for once stop to go pee or something. But I had to learn very quickly that if I had to pee or urinate, I couldn't stop and do that. If you have an itch, yeah, there's a circulating nurse that'll kind of scratch the itch for you on your face, the non-sterile part. You could scratch, if you're in your sterile gown and, you know, your bra strap is bothering you, you can do that. You could actually, you can't touch the bra strap, but you could touch the gown and fix it through the gown as long as it's sterile. You're not really supposed to be grabbing at your bra in the middle of surgery. Everybody gives you a dirty look, but still, it's something that as long as you're sterile. So yeah, there's people there that could scratch your itch if your nose itches, if you have an eye boogie. There's somebody there that could help you, but I usually don't make anybody deal with my eye boogies. And so you have to kind of train yourself, no, I'm not going to pee. So going back to the million-dollar workup, which is not a million-dollar workup, if any of you have urgency or the need to frequently urinate, one of the first things I check is for diabetes. Okay, you know, a blood sugar test, a fasting blood sugar test. Some of these fasting blood sugar tests could be done very inexpensively, and you may want to look into that. Number two is you got to check the prostate. Okay, you know, is the prostate enlarged? Is the prostate inflamed? Number three, I like to check for bladder infection, and I kind of do this all at the same time. It's hard to do with only 10 fingers, right? But, you know, you could do a glucose finger stick. You could check the prostate and dip the urine all pretty dexterously. Anyway, and check for an infection. So if you don't have an infection, if the prostate is looking good, throw a PSA in there if you want, and you don't have diabetes and you really, really think it's psychological, then you need to do stop think or some other psychological techniques to not always think about the bathroom. I mean, this happens to me all the time. I'm ready to go into a movie, and I'm like, oh, I better pee. Right? And then I'm like, oh, did I pee enough? And then I run back again. Okay, and then there's a real good part, like in The Hobbit or something. And you're like, oh my gosh, this is a 3-hour movie. And you're like, I'm not going to make it. And then you got to stop thinking about that. Okay, you have to keep your mind off your bladder. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, I got a serious headline, and this is going to concern many of you, and we'll kind of walk through it. They say, those of you under 65 using testosterone therapy are increasing your risk of heart attacks. Now, low T has been one of the big diagnoses over the past few years, and low T can cause low sex drive, lack of muscle mass, fatigue, lack of stamina. And so the number one test I am being asked by men is not to check their cholesterol or their liver or their kidneys or the blood count or the balance on their bill and account. It's what's their testosterone? And there's a lot of drugs out there, the gel, the patch, etc. And many of my men love being on testosterone. I don't particularly prescribe the testosterone. I refer it out because I don't feel confident that I know what to do when the prostate, the PSA, starts to rise, or if their insurance doesn't allow me to run the PSA, how am I watching the prostate? Because if somebody is prone to prostate cancer, the testosterone could fuel it. sometimes. So until I feel confident that in this healthcare environment, I am able to very aggressively watch a prostate with one eye up in there, I usually have the urologist who can manage the prostate do the testosterone, okay? And that's just how I do it. Now, a new joint study by UCLA and the National Institutes of Health and Consolidated Research has shown that there is a twofold increase in the risk of heart attack shortly after beginning testosterone therapy among men under 65. But here's the catch. These are people who have had a history of heart disease. The study confirmed earlier studies that also found a twofold increase in heart attack risk shortly after treatment began in men older than 65. So now, what makes the study different is this is under 65. Now, some of you are like, oh, Dahlia, I don't have heart disease. Leave me alone. I could get my shots. Okay, I'm not telling you not to get your shots. But one point I want to bring up is how do you know you don't have heart disease? My father had no idea he had heart disease. He would tell you he's a healthy man. Until the day he died. He had no idea. Okay? Now, if you guys get a good cardiovascular workup, right, you pass the stress test with flying colors, carotids are nice and clean, no family history, no smoking, no diabetes, no high blood pressure, no high cholesterol, and you're married, because married seems to add longevity to your life, although many people disagree with that. Objectively, we have found studies that hold that to be true. Then I would say you're in the clear. But if you haven't even had an EKG, if you haven't even had your cholesterol checked, if we don't know if you have sleep apnea, don't be telling me you don't have heart disease. You just say you don't know. Now, this study right now is the largest to date examining heart disease in men using testosterone supplements. This does appear in the journal Plus One, and I am getting my source right now from healthcanal.com. It was prompted, I guess, this study by three earlier studies that kind of raised concerns that there may be some cardiovascular outcomes with testosterone therapy. All right, and this was in men over 65, so they decided to look at men under 65. So they looked at healthcare records of 55,000 men who had been prescribed testosterone therapy, 48,000 under age 65, 7,000 older 65. They found twofold increase in men under 65 and over 65. So what does that mean? I don't want everybody to panic and stop taking testosterone, but it means things have risks. This is how I look at it. Remember I told you that not all men lose their testosterone. If I see somebody whose testosterone is low, that doesn't mean he's just going through male menopause. I'm supposed to first rule out that there could be something else going on. Now, remember we talked about how diabetics could have low testosterone? So one argument is maybe some of these people with low T have diabetes. So, of course, they're more at risk for heart attack. Maybe some of these people with low T have something else going on. And having something else going on causing you to have low T is the same mechanism also putting you at risk for heart disease. You know, my father was losing a lot of weight, and he would never go to the doctor. So finally he went to the doctor, and the doctor said, well, you want some testosterone? Because he didn't want to get his blood drawn, okay? But he didn't want anything coming out, but he didn't mind a shot. So he got some testosterone. He felt well. Okay, well, finally we figured out it was actually, he was diabetic. Again, a pretty bad diabetic at first. He got it under control, then he did well, but again, still unfortunately died of a heart attack. So if somebody said, well, he had testosterone therapy, so he died, well, no. All right, his testosterone was low, I believe, because he was a full-blown diabetic. So my suggestion to you is if you do get a test run and you're told you are low T, I would suggest get a workup done. Are you pre-diabetic? Is there some other hormonal abnormality? You know, sometimes I even have an endocrinologist take a look at my younger men. If I have a 30-year-old with low testosterone, I want to know what the hell is going on. All right, but a lot of us, we just, you know, go for the meds. So we go straight for the pharmaceuticals. So we shoot up with the testosterone. And mind you, listen, if you are low in testosterone, I do not have a problem with you taking testosterone. All right, I think it's phenomenal. Now, we are now outliving our predecessors, and having low testosterone or low estrogen and having hormone replacement therapy is a phenomenal, exciting aspect to our management right now. But just realize you can't just be taking testosterone willy-nilly. There's a lot of young men that come into my practice who are getting testosterone from a doctor legally, and they're cycling and they're on it on a regular basis, and I get a little nervous. So if you do take testosterone, get your heart checked. That's what I recommend. Now, another thing, too, that I'm looking into, because there's been a lot of flirtations with this, is uric acid level and heart disease. We know a lot of people with gout are also prone to high blood pressure, sometimes obesity, cardiovascular disease, etc. And when I was in training, when you had a healthy person walk in, but their uric acid levels were high, and they've never had a gout attack, because gout is caused by uric acid, we would call it asymptomatic hyperuricemia. Try to spell that one. All right? And these asymptomatic hyperuricemia patients, you don't really treat. You don't put them on a pharmaceutical. All right? You tell them to maybe cut their purines, cut their meats, watch their alcohol, because they could be at risk for gout later. What if treating uric acid and high levels of uric acid could actually prevent heart disease later? Uric acid is inflammatory. It's uric acid. I mean, and uric acid crystals are inflammatory. So you see how there's a lot of things that need to be put together. And we need people that just kind of stop and go, well, wait a second, let's connect the two. So one thing I suggest to many of you is if you have high uric acid or gout, get your heart checked. If you have heart disease or clogged arteries, get your uric acid checked. And I want to start, encourage doctors to try and look for a connection. Because if it could be something as simple as treating, bringing down your uric acid levels to help prevent a cardiovascular event, damn, that's easy. Allopurinol, pretty cheap. It's a medicine that helps decrease your uric acid levels in the serum. So something to check out. I know I need to write a paper. I just don't have time. And I don't understand. Some of my word processing software doesn't have spell check. You know how some of them, they got that little box that says ABC, and then others don't? And then I have to proofread it. I don't have time to proofread my work. If it doesn't have spell check or the thesaurus or the red lines, I can't do it. So, sorry. Okay, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so when we come back, I want to talk about this testicle study where I guess you, a male having larger testicles, is going to be more at risk of being cheated on, and then drivers with attention deficit being at higher risk for serious crashes. This is something that I think many of us really, really want to see the scientific evidence for. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, everyone. everyone. Have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments, your feelings on this show. See, I should do that. I should do a feeling show. I think that's important. I think it's really good for us to get our feelings out. And if something like this happened to you, I'm sure you'd want to. They say, in this study, women are more likely to cheat on a man with larger testicles. Not smaller testicles, larger testicles. And I guess this isn't a new study. There was a previous study on penguins. All right. And I guess there was a previous study on penguins and homosexual penguins that prompted this author to look at this particular study. They say that there is a correlation between fidelity and the size of a man's testicles. This is being reported by Daily Star. And these were scientists at the University of Oslo. And they say that the larger your testicles, the more you could have an unfaithful partner. But they didn't really study humans. They, I guess, looked at gorillas. They say there was one male in troops of gorillas. And I guess there's like one male per multiple women, whereas in apes, I guess the bonobos, they mate in large groups. I don't really know much about the bonobos, but they say bonobos or bonobos, bonobos have particularly large testicles with the aim of increasing their sperm count, giving them a greater chance of becoming dads. I think a long time ago they tried to study in humans if smaller testicles meant less sperm. And I don't think that that study ever came to fruition because it came to climax because there's also the quality of the sperm. And just because you have a lot of sperm doesn't necessarily mean it could be good, even though if you have a lower sperm count, that could affect fertility. So I remember they were studying, smaller testicles versus male testicles and fertility, and I don't think they saw much of a difference. I need to definitely investigate that and look that up. Okay, so they say that the less faithful the female, the larger the male's testicles. If the male will only fertilize one female and has no competitors, he only needs sufficient sperm to reach the egg. If the female mates on the side, it is smart to have as many cars as possible in the race. Ah, so then the male must have testicles that are large as possible. You get that? Okay, so if you are in a situation where you don't have to worry about your female going elsewhere, then you don't have to evolve into having big testicles. Whereas, I guess, look, I'm not a scientist, okay? I was a biology major. I'm trying to do my best with this one. But if you are in a situation where the female is, could flee, you need to ramp it up, which is why, coincidentally, groups where the guys have bigger testicles is probably because the women flee. Okay, does that make sense? Okay, and they say bonobos have huge testicles, and they mate with everybody. They also have an abundant flow of, okay, you know what, I don't think we need to go into that. I thought this would at least talk about people. Okay, now, he said we can pledge our fidelity until we are blue in the face, but this is evidence that our females are cheating. Professor Brockman suggested that the size of human testicles, which is 1.5 times larger than those of gorillas, proves infidelity among our species as well. He says we are not like chimpanzees, where the female has 4 or 5 sexual partners every time she is in heat, but there is always a certain likelihood that the neighboring male has dropped by. Okay. Oh, it's funny. I had a boyfriend ask me once if I was in heat. Like, no, sorry, not in heat today. I love that. In heat. Probably has to do with your base temperature. So, ladies, I guess you're going to be accused of cheating if your husband or your man thinks he's on the big side. I would definitely urge you to make sure you dot all your I's and cross your T's and, don't let him think that. I don't even know where to go from this. I just say let's go forward. Drivers with attention deficit may be at a higher risk for serious crashes. They say nearly 50% more likely to be in a serious crash. They say, furthermore, being reported by Drugs.com, men with ADHD can dramatically decrease their risk of traffic accidents if they take their medication. So, these are untreated ADHD patients, they're saying, are at higher risk for being at more serious crashes. Okay, this is kind of one of those things where you go, well, no, duh. The study confirms the importance of treatment and medication for adults with attention deficit as well as teens. Now, some people could say, well, wait a second, what about the medications? Could the medications be an issue? What about you missing a medication? You know, I think a lot of us as a whole are becoming a more attention deficit. You know, I have a very, very difficult time hearing my phone beep or make a sound, etc., and not look at it. So I turn my phone off when I drive. Because we have a hands-free anyway. If a call is coming in, it'll come through my dashboard. I don't have to look at my phone. So my phone is in my purse or my phone is charging in my car. By the way, everybody get a charger for your phone in the car. Because if you have another power outage like Hurricane Sandy caused on the eastern seaboard last year, and then you don't have cell phone service because there's no power, I would strongly urge you guys to then power up with your car. So get one of those. They should be at Walmart or Best Buy or whatever. Important. So, yeah. So because I do not have the willpower to hear a beep or hear a call or something and not look. It's a reflex to look. So I shut it off so I don't hear that. And then if there is an issue of a phone call coming, it's kind of on my dash. And a lot of times I don't answer it because I really don't want to, you know, deal with anybody because whoever's calling me on my ride home is going to get me kind of grumpy. So, you know, this is kind of an interesting study. They looked at more than 17,000 people in Sweden with attention deficit age 18 to 46. And I guess they used databases to track whether the patients had been in a car accident from 2006 to 2009 and if they had a prescription for attention deficit at the time. And they say overall having attention deficit increased the risk of a man's serious traffic crash by 47% and a woman's 45%. Now, what's kind of confusing to me is do we have any comparable studies to when we grew up and there were no seatbelts? You know, as a baby, my mom would put me on the floor of the car and I would be kind of crawling around. And, you really didn't have the car seats. And was that a distraction? I mean, I remember my mom always turning to talk to us. I didn't really see the back of my mom's head. I would see, the side of her face. And, now everybody's all locked up and 10 and 2 position of your hands, etc. But I'm sure people weren't paying attention. I'm sure back in the 1920s when people started to have cars more often, they're like, oh my gosh, look at me, I'm in a car and waving, So I think distractions have always been out there. But my worry is the cell phone and the smartphone and the iPad and the iPod and the music switching. Like, for example, if you're listening to Pandora or something and you don't like the song, you need to actively push or do something to flip the song. And I don't know if that's attached to your car now. But I think some people can now hook up their iHeart to their car. Please do, because I'm on iHeart now. I'd love for you to listen to the show. But, you stop and look. And so with that, there's so many things that's distracting. And then also, take a look at the streets. I can't stand where my office is located now with all these signs all around it. My other office was nice. It was right there on the corner. You didn't have to. But now it's like you have to actually stop and look and take your eyes off the road. Makes me nervous. Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.